analog bike for the digital age. The Suzuki GSX S1000 has never really gone away, it just slipped out of the spotlight for a bit. While rivals piled on more modes, semi-active suspension, and ever bigger spec sheets, Suzuki dutifully kept doing its own thing. The bike's popularity endures due to its unique blend of performance and affordability. Now, with a few key updates, a renewed push from dealers, and a super low £10,999 price tag, the GSX S1000 is edging back into view. This updated model boasts a full-color TFT display, replacing the previous LCD unit, which boosts its appeal and functionality. The most obvious change in the past 12 months is the dash. Gone is the LCD unit, replaced by a full-color TFT, boosting the appeal and functionality of the bike. With the clear, easy-to-read display now crowning the cockpit, and with user-friendly adjustability thanks to the Suzuki Drive Mode Selector, SDMS, the TFT on the GSX S1000 does the job without becoming a distraction. This is a bike that makes sense on the road. The GSX S1000's organic riding experience puts the rider in charge, offering a direct connection to the road and a lack of electronic buffer between the rider and the road. The engine can trace its roots back to the K5-era GSX R1000, but it still produces 152 horsepower peak power and an abundance of torque in any gear at any RPM. The bike is phenomenally quick and exciting, making it more than enough for the road. For riders who don't want to scroll through menus or second-guess what the electronics are doing, the Suzuki offers something increasingly rare on modern-day roads, an organic riding experience that puts the rider in charge. Suzuki dealers are leaning into this message too, as this bike benefits from a proper test ride. It's easy to underestimate until you've spent time with it, but once you do, it tends to click. The GSX S1000's low price point of £10,999 makes it an attractive option for riders looking for a connected, organic riding experience without breaking the bank.